Fitness, KISS 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On KISS 108.
All right, radio buddies, good morning. It's time now for things that Matt notices that no one else really cares about at all. But do you know how we got the big football day on Sunday with two great games back-to-back? You ever notice when you watch football, every single commercial is about insurance companies.
Yeah.
One after another, right?
Yeah.
Geico and Progressive and, you know, State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just, that's all they are, one after another.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is it, an entire country filled with people who are uninsured? Like, why is this a thing? Well, it's, you know, you turn a certain age, you get insurance, and then that's it. Are there people looking for new insurance companies all the time?
I think it's more insurance companies are looking to get customers from other insurance
right,
companies with better deals.
Yeah. And they all have Aaron Rodgers as the State Farm guy, Patrick Mahomes.
Geico.
All of them.
They're good commercials, actually.
So you go, wait a minute, I can do better with them than with what I've already got.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm going to switch.
I know that's Liberty Mutual's big
pitch. Oh, that's another one.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's every single commercial is about an insurance company.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like one after another. Ask me what my insurance company is. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. Ask
you don't
me.
Know.
No idea. It's something weird. I think it's safety insurance. Ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I've got that on a car policy. Yeah.
Yeah, I have safety. But I don't know, my homeowner's insurance? Oh, I have no idea. Here in Florida, because that's when Marianne took over, Single Industries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally no idea. If I get stopped, they say, what's your insurance? I don't know.
Well, it'll be my in the glove box.
Wait till Matt McGovern finds out that his car is here.
Oh, okay. Let's just.
He doesn't know that?
He doesn't
it's
know.
It's been there for.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still have Massachusetts plates. I'll go to jail if I get stopped by a cop.
You're driving that
thing
around?
Car.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we not talk about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Let's go back to the commercial thing.
Oh, my God. He doesn't know?
Okay.
It's like a literally stolen car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're going to come and tow it.
Yeah.
Because the registration must be expired.
I have a Massachusetts inspection sticker on my car that has a 9 on it. You know what 9 is?
Yeah.
That's September. January.
That's flatbed's
5 months
coming.
Ago.
Have you checked the little sticker on the license plate? That's probably expired.
Oh, I don't know what year that is, but it's not 2021. That's for sure.
Okay, this is not funny. We love Matt McGovern.
That's not his fault.
I don't have a problem with Matt McGovern.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything
wrong. Extremely generous,
obviously. Yeah, I don't. I think that Matt McGovern probably thinks I'm driving around Newton somewhere.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Wow. Based on Matt McGovern's leniency, we should all have McGovern cars. I mean, everybody should go out and get a McGovern car.
Oh, I have one. I love my Jeep.
What a great guy.
Yeah, I love them.
One of his, that's not a McGovern car. I gave one of my cars to my daughter.
Is that insured?
Yeah, but my car, my BMW is here. Mm-hmm. In case, because I'm sure McGovern probably thought he was going to get it back by now.
Well, is he?
Everybody's working from home. He doesn't know.
How is he going to get it back?
Right. My conscience is clear, right. Matt. If you're listening, I left you a message. Yeah. You didn't call me back.
Wow, that's now a lovely car too. Oh. He could get good money on a resale on that.
Well, I don't own it. How can I sell?
No,
it?
No, he could.
Oh,
put it back in the fleet.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to come down here and get it.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm not driving back.
No, you can have it shipped.
Yeah, you have it shipped.
Yeah.
You see those
I'm not having it shipped.
He'll send a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flatbed.
Mm-hmm. I got my Beamer, baby. And he ain't getting it back.
Sim-sima, who got the keys to my Beamer? Who am I? The girls, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush?
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yes, Rebecca has a question. Yes, Max.
Well, I just want to go really quickly back to the commercial thing. Isn't it insane that if it was any other year, we would be talking about Super Bowl commercials, but we're not?
Yeah.
We're a couple weeks away from the Super Bowl. I don't know if people are spending that way still.
They'll still be commercials.
I'm sure there's going to be commercials.
There
will.
I don't
it's
know.
Not going to be as many.
After, yeah, after this weekend. This is a lot of people say this is better than the Super Bowl because it's the four best teams on the same day.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, one after another. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, what's going on? Hold on. No, you're not getting my... Get away.
You're definitely going to hear that in your future.
That's
right?
Matt McGovern's truck coming to get his car back.
Your neighbors are going to be, what's going on over there now?
Oh, God. They're towing a car out of Siegel's house. Oh. Good Lord.
It's a repo. God, we have a repo in the neighborhood.
They're, no, they're
repo
go to the
man.
Gate.
Yeah.
Give me that song. I'm the repo man. That was a movie. Too.
He's a clean-cut kid in a dirty business. He repossesses cars. He's a repo man. His mission is to repossess a...
You know, that's an interesting concept. I don't know if that's something you've ever thought of, Bex. When, if you go, if you don't make your payments, they get the car back, right? But a lot of people don't want to give the car back. So they have a repo. I don't know if they call them repo man anymore.
It's still
but they used to call them repo man. And it was legal to get the car back, right? You owe, you know, and if, sort of, if you don't turn in your car, the car company hires these guys to literally steal your car. Legally. Legally. Steal your car. They jack it open because you're holding on to the keys.
Right.
You're the one that's committing the crime.
Yeah.
But so it's not illegal. It's totally legal for some guy in the dead of night to steal your car and take it away.
That's pretty awesome.
Isn't that a weird job?
And they're very fast. You know, because they got to get out of there before you wake up and come outside.
It's a weird job. It's like they're crooks, but they're not.
Wait, right. They just come in the night?
And with a Slim Jim,
they do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're in and out.
Well, they don't start with that. I mean, they start by sending you letters and calls and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you eventually refuse to give the car back, they'll send the repo man to take it.
He'll be undercover, too. He turns the lights off when he hits your street.
Yeah, but it's a dangerous job. They get shot. Yeah, right?
Wow.
It's so true.
No, that's a real thing.
No, the repo man is coming to your house, brother. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You're not doing well. Yeah. If you got a repo man in your driveway, you're having a rough time.
Rock bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Maddie's about to be.
So, yeah, I'm going to have that. I know the Matt McGovern repo man will be hitting me up tomorrow, probably. 'Cause I'm in the stars tonight, so watch me.